Welcome to the 5 Minutes to Sexy podcast, where you will learn how to achieve your sexy potential in 5 short minutes a day. Join Lucy, the sexy mama coach, on the modern day mama's journey to achieve a happy, fulfilling, sexy life.
Hi, I'm Lucy, your host of 5 Minutes to Sexy. In today's episode, it's time for a sexy reset. So as a lot of you might know, we are in the thick of night feedings and toddler tantrums and definitely not getting the best quality sleep or enough sleep, period. So that makes things a little difficult just in every single area of life. We are in survival mode, big time. Our littlest is 7 weeks old now, so I'm starting to get more into my fitness routine, just doing a little more self-care and also cleaning up my diet. I like to call this a sexy reset, and I wanted to share with you a few specific things that I am personally doing to reset. First, no more sugar. So my eczema has been insane since the last month of pregnancy. It just had horrible flare-ups. I hadn't had an outbreak of any kind since our older two kids were babies, but after these latest two back-to-back pregnancies I've just gone through, and plus the repeated antibiotic use and a general like overindulgence of sweets and stuff that I usually didn't eat, I've got to get this candida under control and heal my gut. And since I'm breastfeeding, I can't do any big enzyme cleanses or like experimental diets. So my best line of defense right now is getting really disciplined about not eating processed foods or sugar, but especially sugar. So I'm even watching my intake of natural sugars. And to be honest, it's really way easier for me to be a little lax about my discipline and my diet when I'm not suffering like the physical manifestation of what's going on the inside. So, I mean, not being horribly itchy and rashy all over is a pretty good motivator for me to stay away from sugar. So much for treats in moderation for me anyway, for now. Second, I'm establishing my fitness routine. Since my sleep is a little out of whack, my hormones are not quite anywhere near normal right now, and I'm recovering from this last pregnancy and birth, plus the surgery, everything that I had, I'm not setting my expectations super high as far as, you know, getting right back into lifting really heavy weights or getting down to 12% body fat, because right now it's more about having my exercise time consistently and beginning to regain strength at a comfortable pace. And third, I'm incorporating more self-care. This is something that usually falls by the wayside, big time. I see it all the time with moms of newborns. And now that this is our fourth kid, I mean, it doesn't make it any easier to incorporate the self-care. If anything, it makes it harder because there's another kid to take care of, you know? So at this point, honestly, taking a shower every day to wash off all the spit up and the sweat is a pretty fantastic, glorious thing. And beyond that, I'm making more of an effort to spend more time outdoors, even just walking. I'm usually pushing the double stroller, which gives our two littlest kids a chance to also get some fresh air and vitamin D. And in fact, I'd like to mention that self-care for different, you know, moms, it doesn't always have to involve alone time. Because sometimes going for a leisurely walk or like a bike ride with the family can be more refreshing physically and mentally than getting a mani-pedi. And other times you just need an hour alone at Target. I know for me, I need a little of both. And sometimes going grocery shopping can be very therapeutic, even if I still have like one kid with me. So if you are in the thick of mom life in the trenches, down and dirty in diapers and spit up and projectile poops and stuff, because I mean, that's where I'm at. If you're down in the trenches with me, and even if you have older kids and you're kind of like you've made it, you're past all of the survival mode stuff and things are starting to feel a little more normal now, I still encourage you to try these three things and see how it works for you, see what it does for you. And before we go, I want to invite you to send your questions or comments. You know, what is it that you want to hear about? What topics do you want discussed? And what questions specifically would you like for me to answer? You can email me at lucy@5minutestosexy.com or check the show notes here for the email address. Well, that's it for today, and thank you for joining me on the journey to sexy.
Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes to Sexy. For more on how to be a sexy mama, visit sexymamamovement.com. See you there.